today, the Christmas episode, and I have a gift for you guys. Stay tuned. Welcome to the Sunday Night Army Podcast. I'm your host, Jacob, and thank you for joining me on this episode that's kind of special to me. Today is going to be the Christmas episode, also the 2-year anniversary episode of the Sunday Night Army Podcast. And again, I want to thank you guys for joining me, and listen, for those who have been listening, I appreciate you all, and thank you. In the season of that we have right now, I want to thank you, and I appreciate everybody. And it's been a crazy 2-year ride with so many episodes in the last 2 years. It's been an adventure meeting all these guests that I have on the show, listening to all this fantastic music, and being able to express my opinions and facts and share with you some of the experiences that have been part of this entire journey for the past 2 years. And I can't say thank you enough to all the listeners around the world who, and locally, for those who support the show. And I want to say again, I'm so grateful for this thing working out so well. I appreciate every single one of you. And today is no different, as today, the Christmas episode, the 2-year anniversary show of the Sunday Night Army, it's just kind of throws everything off, because I didn't know the show's going to make it this far. And it did. And it will for a long time. How everything's going is going really well. And this is not exactly the best times in this world. Not the happiest of times. We've had 2 years of misery for most, not all. Some people enjoy this. And I figured this was my bright spot, and I wanted to give you a gift. I wanted to share a gift with you guys, and I want to tell you a story. And be real. This is the holiday season. This is my last recorded episode of the year. For when I'm doing this, and when this will come out, it's going to be one of the last episodes, the last episode I record by myself for the year. And I figured it'll be, I want to give you guys this gift, because I want you guys to get to know me and why I do what I do and why I say what I say and why do I have a certain opinion. It's very important. And it's important in this world because here in Canada, where this show happens, we have a lot of, well, we have a lot of different things than the rest of the world. And one of these things, what the plan is here in Canada, is to censor the internet. And oh my God, not this guy again. Well, honestly, what we have coming up in the next year or so is the government movement towards censorship and regulating speech. Now, regardless how you feel about certain aspects of speech, regulations of such online content, which would impact creators as myself, being able to bring you this show the way I want to bring it. Okay? Now, that it, when it has to affect my freedom of what I do, then I have a problem with it. We'll get to more of that a little bit later on. Now, what the plan is, and this has come out recently, that there was a government-funded survey where it shows that most Canadians support internet censorship, which is just greatly untrue. No, not a single one person that I know, that I deal with, that is Canadian, who wants internet censorship. That is more propaganda. And what people don't understand is this has been seen before. Now, mentioning speech here before I go off on my little tangent. Any form of speech, and this might be a little controversial, and I will explain why. To me, personally, as a content creator that uses his voice, any form of speech should be allowed. And you're going to say, but Jacob, there is hate speech. And yes, there is a lot of hate speech. There is a lot of hate out there. But that, if you have to remember that, what you deem hateful, others might find accepting, because you limit somebody else's voice and opinion is the first step to tyranny. Now, do I promote hateful topics and words? No, I do not promote that. I am not for hate or hating people and being divisive, segregationists. No, I do not promote that. But any speech, especially on this platform, should be allowed. Why wouldn't you want someone to speak their mind? Now, yes, there will be racism, there will be other things, there will be a lot of hate, but wouldn't you want to know who and who's speaking this, what their opinions really are? I would like to know if someone is racist, if someone is a segregationist, I would like to know. I want them to speak their mind. I want to know how they really feel. Why would I limit that? Someone is divisive. I want to know. I want them to have an opinion. I want to know what they really feel so I can make a better judgment on their character. Why wouldn't I want to allow that? Why would I want to censor that? Why would I want to oppress someone's opinion? To me, they might be wrong, but why would I want to limit that? It's easier to deal with things when we know what we're going into. And going into knowing that someone has a show, for example, as an example, that has a lot of hate and, you know, discriminates. Well, you know what? But now I know. Nobody has to hide. Free speech should be a thing. It should be very open. It should be no censorship. Any speech should be allowed. And again, who decides what hate speech is? Some things that I find offensive, some people don't find offensive. Actually, there's quite a few things that I find offensive that some people don't. But I still don't want to limit that. I want to see it. I want to hear it. I want to know. That lets me make better decisions with my life, with my opinions, and stimulates the mind, because then I can go and factually research things and know things and understand things. So I would never want to limit any kind of speech ever, even if it's hate. Those are my reasons. I could be wrong, but that's just my opinion. And I don't think I'm wrong. Now, let me give you a little background on me first, before I get into what we have here, because I see a lot of history repeating itself. I was born in Eastern Europe. And if you know anything about Eastern Europe, not exactly Candyland. A lot of people don't understand the history of Eastern Europe. I've been living history since I was born, understanding where I was born, what I was doing, what the history of this history is, how it became, how it ended, how it's going. I know the entire background of that entire part of Europe. I have to know it. I have to know what type of people will create such cultural divide and oppress so many people. Yes, we've all heard about the Holocaust, which was a giant part of my culture. But also, what you don't hear about is the quadruple of murders and killings compared to the Holocaust that happened on the opposite side. Because yes, the Nazis were terrible people, extremely bad. But surprisingly, what history doesn't tell you and what your schooling doesn't tell you is they were not the biggest mass murderers of that time. It would be the Russians and the communists and the Red and the leftists, and the socialists, the entire left side, the extreme communist side. And for the next person that tells me that communism wasn't done properly, no, it was done extremely properly, because that is their end game. You can't argue that. There's no way you can argue that. It was done so many times, over and over and over, but the results were exactly the same every time it was tried. And why I can speak on this, because squished in the middle of between communism and fascism is where I was born. And I see both sides and the relics of that history. And none of it's good. Unfortunately, with today's times, is giving me a view of where we're circling back to that. And you might say I'm overreacting, but let's cover some more of the points. Because what communism teaches you is it is a one-party rule, and everyone is for the party. The government decides every single aspect of your life. And if you don't see that happening now, then you need to open your eyes. Because I'm not trying to be divisive, controversial. I'm just going to tell you the truth, because I'm going to compare what's happening now to what happened then. And right now here in Canada, for example, which we have a socialist country, which is extremely left, and that is not a good thing, because it's very divisive. And compare that, and it's the pathway to communism, because it's a one-party rule, which we have right now. We can't get rid of the left party, and even the conservatives are left-leaning. And it's based on government control of every aspect of your life, which also was in the Soviet times. Everything has to go through the government. Everything. We just have to compare it to the modern times. And back then, they wanted to know what you do, when you do it, how you do it, and they would tell you if you could do it. That's how it was back then. Everything you needed to do has to go through them. Same thing here now. And the advantage they have now is they have an opportunity with this pandemic to infringe more of your rights, personal rights, because you've been granted in this terrific country and Western civilization that you don't understand is a giant privilege just to be here. This is why I am here, because there is freedoms and rights that you don't have anywhere else in the world that you don't understand. You failed, you got too comfortable, and you failed to realize how lucky you are to have choice and the ability still, for now, to somewhat do what you want. More in the US, less here. Because this country right now is settling into the same type of form that the communist bloc did. Let's compare something very interesting that I found, because I was going through some relics that I have from back then and came up on an ID card. Shockingly enough, it's something that I will definitely tell you right now. Most of the predictions I made 2 years ago have happened. For example, vaccine mandates and segregation, which I knew were going to happen. And also predicted the passport, the vaccine passport. And you might say, that's not a big deal. That's just an app on my phone. Well, the app on your phone that you agreed to have infringes on all your personal rights because you just let it into your phone and now it has all the data you let it have. Also, yes, it tracks you. Everything else tracks you too. So does Facebook and Twitter. I'm not talking about that. But the end game for that is a general passport. It's like when everybody laughs, oh, show me your papers. Well, you know, way back when, that was a real thing. And I have those papers and I was looking at those papers from those times. Because the relics I found were the papers you needed to carry every day. Because back then, you could have been stopped by the army or the police at any time and asked for your papers to identify yourself. Because right now here in Canada, you don't. They can't stop you and search you for any reason without having cause. And over there, in those times, yeah, you have to have papers on you. And comparing it to the passport, papers back then had your address, what you do for work, and other details of your life in it. And those little tiny booklet you carried around, and you could be asked for that anytime to identify yourself, and they knew everything about you because you had to carry it on you. And you got into big, serious trouble if you didn't have your papers to ID yourself. Now, what do we have with this passport here and now? Well, it's starting off with, oh, how many shots you have so you can get into a building. Can you imagine thinking 2 years ago you needed an app to tell someone you have some sort of medication in you to let you into a building on government property? Can you imagine? Can you fathom that 2 years ago? And you're going to tell me, but Jacob, we didn't have a pandemic. I'm sorry. Latest stats on the pandemic here in Canada, that is that only less than 2% of those infected with the coronavirus have died. And I did those stats. And if what we can't get is how many actually directly people with coronavirus died, because I doubt it's 2%. Now, I compare that to, and that's for the last 2 years since coronavirus numbers started, 2%. Now, in 1 year, and I'm going to go on a little medical tangent here, because you're telling me that in the last 2 years, the 2% of those infected, which was about 23,000 people that have died of the coronavirus, did you know every year 50,000 people die of heart disease here in Canada? Did you know about 19,000 people every year die to influenza and lung diseases, infections, like pneumonia? Did you know also that almost 40,000 people a year die of cancer? So how can we have a pandemic of magnitude proportions when only 2% of those infected with the virus die? And I just gave you the numbers, and we call that a pandemic. But when we triple the numbers in just 1 year of something else, nobody talks about that. So you can see where my communism tie-in comes in, because they use that as an opportunity to get information on you and to control your life of what you can and can't do, which again brings you back to communism. That's exactly what happened then. This is why I always have a problem with not gathering facts. Because too much of this ties in. Too much of this is questionable. And nobody wants to talk about it. And those that do are seen as conspiracy theorists, which should have been news people. If we listen to every conspiracy last 2 years, they just should have been the actual news people. And because they had a better idea of what's going on than actual news. It's history repeating itself. It is. It's thought control. Everything you see on TV, think about everything that they're pushing. If your vaccine, and I'm not anti-vaccine, I have all my vaccines. The only one I don't have is the newest one. If the vaccine really worked, I would have it. I don't want to get sick. That is obvious. But with the newest stats coming out, the vaccine isn't working because it's not supposed to work. Half of the people right now in Canada, with their current stats, out of the Metro Toronto area, for example, and out here in Ontario, half the people in the going to the hospital for any issues with COVID, that are testing for COVID, are vaccinated, fully vaccinated. And they're pushing the vaccine, and I listen to American radio too, they're pushing the vaccine on every single ad they can on TV, on radio. The government's pushing it. Now, why would you push something that doesn't work? Well, it's not supposed to work, Jacob. It's supposed to help you survive when you do get COVID. Well, really, that's... For a virus that you have 99% of chance of surviving in the first place without the vaccine, how big of a difference is it really making? Why does nobody want to answer that question? Why is that controversial? I want to take the vaccine. I don't want to catch any virus, but you're not very convincing in telling me that this virus is dangerous, or whatever version of it you want to make up. Whatever variant you want to give me, you're not convincing. But what happens with the vaccine why are you pushing it so hard? You should be pushing it if it actually worked, but it doesn't. It's clear as day. It does not work, and it's not actually made to work. Again, I'm not being conspiracist. I'm just a person that's been here for 2 years that has been right at every turn. It's a tool to build and segregate the population. I just gave you a lot of good examples of how they're starting to do it. There will be many, many more ways to lock you down. Do we want to be locked down? Can you explain to me how some states in the U.S. have fully opened for the last 6 months and there's nothing going on over there and they're living their lives like normal, and us, we're getting close to another lockdown for no apparent reason? It's all control. I don't believe anything the media tells me, and I don't trust the government, because if I, measly little podcast here, can solve what they're doing, as many online are opening their eyes and solving themselves, then there's something more to it. And I don't like being controlled. We're here to have freedom. This is why people cross borders illegally to come to these two here, to North America, for those freedoms, which are now being taken away for the past 2 years. Because our leadership sees how much more greedy they can be controlling the population. And oh yes, I see it. Don't have to call me a conspiracist or that guy. It's true. Canada makes a dollar on every vaccine they use. The government makes money off your medicine that's supposed to work, but it doesn't. So they have to give you more of it so they can make more money. Do you know that? It's true. They make millions of dollars off of you taking medicine. They make money. And even for my friends on the left, you hate big business. Well, the government's making the biggest business decisions ever. They are hand in hand with the pharmaceutical companies, making billions off of you. You, the guinea pig. And you don't know that because you don't pay attention. So my Christmas gift to you is this. Like I said, beginning. Here's my solution to everything. Change the education system. We need to teach our children the real history of the world. Teach them how we've not learned what the humans have done previously. How we have failed and not learned. Teach them the differences. Teach them all opinions. Teach them facts. Teach them what hate is. Because we have to be able to identify hate in the nicest forms. Because it comes to us every day. Through our TV, through our phones, through our radio, through our government. Hate comes in many ways. And we need to eliminate it. There's no room for that. We need to have the peace and the freedom that we've had earlier. And I don't mean war peace, because that's a totally different topic. I'm not pro-war either. We need to change our education system. We need to learn. As people, we need to learn what happened. And we need to learn from its results. And not bend to government will. Or anybody else who wants to control you. We need to change what we learn. And teach truth and facts. Ideologies of all the world, governments, need to be taught. There is no perfect one. But any of them that take away your ability to do something, like live freely, being able to walk into a store, not be discriminated against, needs to be taught. Because when you lose something you find important, whatever that might be, eventually you will lose something, the ability to do something that you love or want to do. by the time you realize it, it might be too late. It might be too late. I'm not fear-mongering. I'm giving you everything I know. As a Christmas present from me to you, this is the best I can do. I can advocate. I can be supportive. But when the last 2 years, people have been losing the abilities to be free, what will it take? What will it take to convince you that this is not real? This is not how it should be. Will you be sitting there at the pop-up clinic getting your seventh booster next year, realizing, well, you know what? The past six boosters haven't worked and the original two vaccine shots haven't worked. Well, you know what? I'm going to need to lose more freedoms for this virus not to kill my grandma after 10 o'clock because of this next lockdown. What's it going to take? And I have no issues with you having a healthcare choice. I love healthcare choice. You do what's best for you. But you can't decide what's best for me because I'm the only one that can do that. No government can decide what's best for me because I'm the only one that can do that. You can't tell a person how to live their life because that is their choice. That's not the job of the government. That's not. It's the job of the propaganda machine in the media to push a narrative, and that's what they do. It's your job to know better. And I appreciate everybody listening. I love that this show does what it does. And once in a while, it has to get real. Because we have to realize that there's more out there. There's a big, big world. And not everything that you hear or see is real. See what's out there. Do your own research. Go read something else besides what you get every day. If you've listened to this podcast and you made it this far in your day, I salute you. I don't know how to thank you in any better way. Like, I don't know. You guys are tremendous for getting through this long. And I might sound like a crazy person, but everything I ever put on this show is backed up by some source and facts, and easily, if I don't give you the exact link, it could be found super easily. And what I know from history, I already told you on this episode that it is repeating itself, and we just don't seem to learn. There's only so much that you can do as one person. I know there's rallies, and all these rallies, as hated as they are by certain people in our environment, in the media, all they want is a voice. All they want is for the hate to stop. Now, it's easy for everybody on the social media to jump on a bandwagon when something tragic happens around the world to post their flags, to post thoughts and prayers. But when it hits your front door and your neighbor's like, why are we being told we can't do what you can do because we don't want to be forced to do things we don't want to do? Why are we being segregated that way? And you do nothing about it. That's when we know there's something wrong. I want to wish everybody a happy holiday, whatever you're celebrating. Wish you the best in the new year. I will be here. This show's not going anywhere. There's many surprises coming, many big things, entertainment news episodes are coming. This show is doing better than ever. And until the government censors me and what I'm allowed to do, because that's coming, I will be giving you straight talk, real talk. And I eventually, when I get more information on how I'm going to be censored, I will pass that on and you'll be able to decide for yourself. trying to do here what I always wanted to do. It's one of my favorite things to do is have a conversation with my audience. So you're listening to my voice and hopefully you can understand what I'm trying to do. And you don't have to agree with it. That's the whole beauty part of this thing. You don't have to agree with me. Everybody should have their own opinion. Be able to decide whatever you want. And if you always wanted to have your opinion, like you should, and you don't want other people to have theirs, what if the roles were reversed? Nobody should be canceled for their beliefs, for facts, in any environment. That's my rant for this Christmas holiday. And look out for new episodes first week of January. There'll be some fun stuff coming. Much more guests, bunch of music, and more rants. Well, I don't know if it's rants now. I don't know if I should keep calling them rants. More opinions. Commentary is what I've been trying to use. And once everything straightens out, if we're good or bad in the next 6 months, I'm going to be rolling with shows and we'll see what happens. But like, subscribe, follow on all social media, obviously. And if you haven't subscribed on the listening platform, please do so. Because if you've made it over 30 minutes of my speaking on this episode, I hope you're subscribed on whatever platform you listen. And do me one favor for this Christmas holiday. Because for those who've listened this far, I need one favor. Only one. Send this episode to someone. Send any episode from my show to someone. Share it, please. And let's build an audience. Let's make this, which already is the best local show ever, let's make it even bigger next year. So if you want that one quick favor, just send it to someone, share it on any platform, and say, you know what, let's listen to Jacob. Here's this cool music episode. Here's this episode for Christmas, bringing you some opinion and facts. Do that one thing for me. That'll be my Christmas gift from you guys. And I want to thank you for it. We'll talk next year.